people appreciate and his heart will not. If there is any God, he should come in my throne and he should tell me that what is true, what is truth. I am saying that this body is not truth because it was transferred to so many stages and this body went away. So it must not be true. Then what is true? Anything in this, in him, what is that? If God or soul is here, then it must be realized. So he sat for so many days. But nothing came. Nothing came. Then he told that, oh, God is zero, world is zero, from zero everything has come, and at last we have to mix in zero. Nothing, all these things. Why it became? That they saw in his trance, you know, he saw that Purnam Madah, Purnam Idam, Purnata Purnam Udhutyate, Purnasya Purnam Eva. Purnam Avaya. He saw the Purna Purush, Krishna, his all associates, Nandava, Yashoda, Srimati, Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, Siddham, Subal, and whole Vrindavan Dham, Brajamandal he saw. And he saw that those who are forgetting Krishna, they are going down in this world, and those who are taking shelter of Gurudev, pure Bhakta, and taking shelter of Krishna, they are again, not again, they are serving Krishna and they are going to Vrindavan or Vaikunth. And seeing this, he manifested Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavat was before him. This is prayer to Narad, Vyas, Brahma. Because Brahma has realized this. Four sloki Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavat. So eternal, this Gita and Bhagavat are eternal. Not new thing that they composed it in letters, nothing. He realized one, transcendental thing. Because he surrendered himself and he followed bhakti yoga, so Krishna came in his trance. But he was not surrendered soul, this Gautam Buddha, not surrendered soul. How Krishna will come? He will never come in lakhs and lakhs trance. So never come, and he thought like this. So this is called Sunyavad. So he also thought that this is what I am doing, it is all right. And now from this Kevaladvaitvad, the theory of Shankaracharya came. Shankaracharya is also in this line, somewhat difference outwardly, not inwardly, no difference. So it is very dangerous. He had told one thing, that these polluted and mixed conceptions are our greatest enemy. Some people say that there is no value in bhakti, God is an imaginary sentiment only, that man has merely created image of a God in his imagination, and the bhakti is just, this is the state of consciousness which cannot benefit us in any way. But these persons telling like this, they are not our so greatest enemy. Who is enemy? Who are telling that we are devotee, but not truly following devotee? The enemies from outside, they cannot do anything so much harm, but the enemies of our home, they will do more harm to you. So they are enemies in our home, like rats in our home, always cutting cloth here and there. It is very, we can be very careful from tigers, where they cannot easily come to our home, but they always leaving our home and cutting so many things. So, क्या बाहर के शत्रु हमारे उतने अधिक शत्रु नहीं हैं, बट जो हमारे अंदर के शत्रु हैं वो हमारे अधिक शत्रु हैं। कौन? जो ये कहते हैं those who tell that we are bhakta, something doing like as bhakti, but not bhakta. So he tells, these types of people, though opposed to bhakti, cannot do much harm to us because we can easily recognize them and avoid them. But those who propagate that Bhagavad Bhakti is the highest dharma, yet behave against the principles of Shuddha Bhakti and also instruct others against the principles of Shuddha Bhakti can be especially harmful to us. What I told?
Those who are preaching...
Time is over. अभी नौ साढ़े छः साढ़े ग्यारह बजे आए साढ़े दस बजे
and of preaching a philosophy that they presented to be Shuddha Bhakti, but actually it is not Shuddha Bhakti, and they're actually cheating and misdirecting so many people, that those people, that they are the greatest enemies.
Mayavadi
is also
not
enough. They are infected people. Mayavadi is outside enemy. We can recognize them easily because they are ek dandi. They don't take tilak. They don't take mala, they don't read Bhagavatam, they don't follow Bhakti Yoga. So we can recognize that as his Mayavadi. But those who are taking tilak, mala also.
Hypocrites.
Yes.
But the Mayavadi who have adopted Bhakti also, they are recognized.
You should hear.
Yes.
Because hypocrite just says, I am something, but I'm not something.
It is very hard to recognize them in the shape of Vaishnava. He is telling. Therefore, with great endeavor, our previous acharyas have defined the swarup or intrinsic nature of bhakti and have repeatedly cautioned. Wants us to keep ourselves away from the polluted and mixed concepts. We shall deliberate on their instruction in sequence. They have compiled numerous literatures to establish the swarup of bhakti, like Rupa Goswami. Written so many books, and he never dealt with all these things, karma, yoga, jnana, bhakti. Only Shuddha Raganuga Bhakti, Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Especially the bhaktis of gopis. Especially. He has not quoted the arguments of Mayavadi and all these things. He was so far away from these. But Jiva Goswami saw that now so many persons in the disguise of devotees, and they are spreading all these things like plague, So he wanted to make two sides so strong, like Ganges should go on and no pollution should come. That is why his all the books, like Sat Sandarva, Sam Sar Sambadini, and other books are like Pakka, concrete wall, so that this should not come. And Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and all other acharyas have accepted and taken the essence of these things in Jaiva Dharma and so many books. So there are three kinds of bhakti. Sarup Siddha Bhakti, then Sangha Siddha Bhakti, and Arog Siddha Bhakti. Though it is very not so hard, we think, but we should try to know. If you are not knowing, then your idea will be change of bhakti, and you can be karmi, mayabadi, and not Siddha Bhakti. So we should try to know also. And in evening I am giving classes of Srimad Bhagavatam. Especially, we have 14 days here and there. I think that most of our devotees will go also to Vaya. So, no hurry, in 14-15 days I want to speak the whole Srimad Bhagavatam in brief. But I want to tell something, most important things of Srimad Bhagavatam. I know that I have begun in Mathura Srimad Bhagavatam. Now it is 54 years I am there. But I could not complete one time even Srimad Bhagavatam. When I begin one chapter, even Brihad Bhagavatam, it is like Srimad Bhagavatam, explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. I never completed it. Only one chapter, two chapters in a year plus. And now I am going to whole world. Now I have no time. I wanted to repeat all these things, but I will try to speak on some persons of Krishna, especially in Braja. But I will touch all the important persons of whole Srimad Bhagavatam from beginning to end. But I know that I cannot complete. But anyhow, I will try to tell. And new some things you will taste in that. And you will really, if you are hearing all this very patiently, you will know that what is bhakti and how we should do bhakti, pure bhakti, and especially of Braja bhakti. Gaur Premanandam. Any questions?